This is Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We left off yesterday in the fifth chapter in about verse 3 or 4. O Lord, do not your eyes look for truth. Yes, they always look for truth. The eyes of the Lord always looks for truth. He looks on the heart. He looks to and fro over the entire earth, and he finds the heart that means business. You have smitten them, but they did not weaken. You have consumed them, but they refused to take correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. Have you ever run into somebody like this? Their faces are harder than a rock. They will not change no matter what. They are hard-headed. They're set in their ways. And the only way that they can be convinced is sometimes through great tribulation. And now this is unfortunate. They have to go through some great ordeal in their lives in order to come around to God. But as long as they're going their merry way and everything's halfway all right, their head is so hard that they could break steel with that head. And the Bible says, he being often reproved and hardeneth his neck shall be destroyed suddenly, and that without a remedy. Remember, a hard head will get you destruction. Just like an arrogant spirit, a proud spirit before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. A haughty spirit, a proud spirit will make you fall. And also a hard head without any convincing of the knowledge of God will be another thing that God hates. He hates this pride that we build up in our minds at times. And we don't care what anybody thinks, we're going to do what we want to do. You have consumed them. They've refused to take correction. They've made their faces harder than a rock. They've refused to repent. Then I said, they are only the poor. They are foolish. For they do not know the way of the Lord or the ordinances of their God. I will go to the great and I will speak to them. For they know the way of the Lord and the ordinance of their God. But they too, with one accord, have broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Therefore, a lion from the forest will slay them. You see, this is what happens to a hard head and a non-repentant spirit. A lion from the forest will slay them. A wolf of the desert will destroy them. A leopard is watching their cities. Everyone who goes out of them will be torn to pieces, because their transgressions are many. Their apostasies are numerous. Why should I pardon you? God is saying here. Why should I? Why should I pardon you? Your sons have forsaken me and sworn by those who are not gods when I had fed them in the full. I fed them to the fullest, and yet they still deny me. They committed adultery and trooped to the harlot's house. They trooped to the harlot's house. That's how they went. They marched. They were well-fed, lusty horses. Oh, my goodness. Each one neighing after his neighbor's wife. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine this? Each one neighing after his neighbor's wife. What a horrifying thing. I'm telling you what, folks. Neighing after his neighbor's wife. Lusting. And all the time, God knows. Shall I not punish these people? Declares the Lord. Shall I not punish them? And on a nation such as this, shall I not avenge myself? Shall I not avenge myself? Bow up, through her vine rose and destroy. But do not execute a complete destruction. Strip away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. The fruit's not there. The fruit is just not there, God is saying. The branches, they don't look like the root. They don't look like, I mean, they're in a heck of a fix. For the house of the Lord and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with me, declares the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, not he. Misfortune will not come on us. You know, misfortune's not going to come on us. We've lived thus far with no problem. We've lived without a problem, and God has allowed us to have our way. That's what they're thinking. They think that they can get away with it forever. They think, well, God's not even, he's not even looking. God is not even looking. That's what they think, folks. They think God is not even looking. But here we go. They're just wandering around, trying to figure out if they can get away with it a little while longer. You know, this is something that they must weigh out and figure out if they really want to continue down this road of rebellion. This road of stubbornness, stiff-necked. We can get away with it. God's not watching. He's not saying anything. So he's going to continue the same way. And nothing but truth is acceptable to God. When we pray, sing, speak, serve, nothing closes the door quicker than hypocrisy, lying, pretense, stubbornness, and a hard head. Pride. Pride goes before a fall. God sees right through us. He sees right through us. Even the leaders who knew God's laws and understood his words of judgment had rejected him. They were supposed to teach and guide and the people, but instead they lied to him, preached the prosperity message. Jeremiah observed the poor and foolish and the ignorant, those who were uninformed of God's ways and realized that they were not learning God's laws from the leaders. When you have evil leaders in power, when you have ungodly people in leadership, guess what? The whole mess is going to go to hell. Because people follow like sheep. Thus God's search in Jerusalem was complete. There were no true followers on any level of society. No, nobody. God held these people responsible for their sins. They held them responsible for their children. Because the children had followed their parents' example and the sin of leading others, especially children, leading them astray by our example is one for which God will hold us accountable. You lead somebody astray, folks, you're going to be responsible. If people see you and your example is horrifying to the world, you're going to be held accountable. Did you know that? Oh, no, they don't even know I'm a Christian. Well, they should. They should, don't you think? Well, you're going to be held accountable. You know that. Because this is what God wants. He wants you to be an example for the world. An example for the world. And to be someone that's going to follow after Christ and follow his example, follow him in everything, not be one of those that just follows on a good day, but the rest of the days, I don't know if I'm going to follow God or not. May not, I don't know. Just depends on my mood. Watch out. Watch out. You don't want to be a fair-weather Christian, one that just follows on Sunday, gets the Bible out, gets the car out, the suit, the tie, the Bible, puts it on the dash, and goes to church, brings everybody, and then lives like the devil the rest of the week. You couldn't tell the world from the church. There's no difference. No difference whatsoever. I mean, the speech, how they talk, how they walk, how they tell jokes, how they work, how they're example for the world, you wouldn't know. No difference whatsoever. You couldn't tell them from anybody. What a horrible thing to be one of those that you can't even tell is a Christian. There's someone else. Think about it, folks. You have to be a leader. Look at the leadership we've had over the last 4 years. The leadership in our government. Cause people to fall left and right. Schools have caused little children to mutilate themselves, to fall into this trap of transgender and trans this and trans that and trans queer and trans homosexual and everything that you can name. And it's all because of the leadership. They've encouraged it. When you encourage something, you're going to be responsible to those people. And it's better that a millstone be tied around your neck and cast into the sea than to be held accountable for someone's fall. Well, they did. I just suggested to them which way to go, and they decide. No, you never, ever suggest evil to a little boy or girl. You never suggest evil. You're just as guilty. You're just as guilty as if you pulled the trigger. Look at what's happened over the last 4 years. No leadership whatsoever. No good has come over the last 4 years. The administration has been right straight from the pit of hell. And you can tell. Came right out of crawling, right out of hell. And sometimes comes right out of the church to make 10 times worse of a convert than they themselves. That's what Jesus said. You walk 10 miles to make a convert 6 times worse than what you are. Isn't that something? What a horrible thing. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us our sins. Cleanse us. Let us be born again right now. Let us be born again. Come into our hearts. Forgive us. Cleanse us. Take our hearts and make something good out of it so that we can be different from the world. Not the same. Different. A change. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are become new. Let us be a new man. Let the new man take over. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you in Jesus' name. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.